10.8. Are you looking for a sociable, fun way to keep fit? Come and try Nordic walking. 1. The history.
Nordic walking started in Finland in the early 20th century as a summer training exercise for cross-country skiers. In 1997, a Finnish company, in cooperation with athletes and sports medicine experts, invented their first specially designed walking poles. The poles included specially designed wrist straps which made the present-day Nordic walking technique possible. Nordic walking quickly became popular all over Europe.
2. Health benefits of Nordic walking.
Nordic walking offers more health benefits than regular walking, jogging, biking or running. Recent studies by the Cooper Institute, Dallas, showed that Nordic walking can be up to 46% more efficient than normal walking. Nordic walking is also great for weight loss. By using the Nordic walking poles, you increase your heart rate on average 10 to 15% more than normal walking. This means you can burn up to 450 calories per hour, much more than normal walking, which only burns approximately 280. Normal walking, even at a fast pace, only uses approximately 70% of the muscles in the body at any given time. Put some Nordic walking poles in your hands, and with the proper technique, you will now be using up to 90% of your muscles.
3. Other benefits.
It is easy to learn. It can be done anywhere. No need for hills, country paths, or even snow. You don't need to wear special exercise clothing. It's very sociable. Participants can chat as they go. Whatever age, fitness level or goal, Nordic walking is suitable, effective and enjoyable.
4. Techniques.
As with any sport, it is important to use the techniques correctly. You need to learn how to synchronize the movement of your body and that of your poles. Follow these guidelines and learn how to Nordic walk the right way.
Walk naturally. Relax your shoulders and arms. Do not grasp the grips too tightly. The poles should always be close to the body. Start walking, slightly leaning forward. Begin each step with your heel touching the ground, and then the toe and the ball of the foot pushing off the ground. As the right foot strikes the ground, move your left arm forward simultaneously. Do not put the poles in front of you. Do not plant your poles too far from your body. Open your hand and release the pole after each pole strike.
It is really important to learn good technique. Poor technique and wrong-sized poles may even lead to injury. 10.9. Topic in a nutshell.
Sport plays a very important role in my life. Physical exercise is very useful to keep ourselves fit and healthy, and it's also a good way of spending our free time. As the old saying goes, good health is better than the best medicine. Doing sports makes us more resistant to illnesses. At school, we have 3 PE lessons a week. I love PE. It's one of my favourite lessons. We start with running and warm-up exercises. Then we do gymnastics or play different games. In the afternoon, there are many optional sports courses we can choose from. My favourite sport is cycling. I was given my first two-wheeled bike at the age of 10. I love everything about cycling, the speed, the fresh air, the physical challenge. You can compete with your friends, but also against yourself. You can set goals, for example, to cycle up a mountain and gain satisfaction from reaching your goal. I also love swimming. It keeps me fit. I find it relaxing and enjoyable. I go to the swimming pool every morning and I normally do 20 laps. When I am in the pool, I forget about everything. I just enjoy being in the water. In winter, we often go skiing. I love skiing. I'm a very good skier. I have a good sense of balance. I love sliding down the side of a mountain. There is nothing like flying on skis. It's a great feeling. The only sport I don't like is boxing. I think it's pure business. It's just about money. It's also very dangerous. I think it should be banned. I like watching sports competitions on TV. At home, we have 4 sports channels. Fortunately, they have a varied program. I love watching football and basketball matches, tennis tournaments, athletic events, but most of all car races. I'm a big Formula One fan.